Hello, this is Christine Ortiz, Associate Professor in the Department of Materials Science and Engineering at MIT, and this MP3 is in conjunction with the MIT Undergraduate Engineering Course 3052, Nanomechanics of Materials and Biomaterials, which is in Course 3, Materials Science and Engineering. And this MP3 is to serve as an introduction to another MP3 that you'll be listening to, which is a lecture given by Richard Feynman entitled Tiny Machines. And so today I'm just going to give you some, I'm going to go through a biography of Feynman, and then I'll tell you a little bit about the background of the MP3 you'll be listening to. We did order the DVD version of this, the MP3 that's posted on Stellar is an audio file, and we did order the DVD, but it's been taking weeks to come in, so I don't think it may not arrive in time by the time you're assigned to listen to it. And in reality, there's not too much to see in the DVD. Feynman will show a few slides, and he'll write a little bit on the whiteboard. You would also get to see him giving his lecture in bare feet, which is quite interesting. But you can definitely get all the main concepts from the audio file alone. And so we'll see. So I guess I'll just start with the bio of Feynman, and this MP3 will run about 10 minutes. The Tiny Machines MP3 will run about 1 hour, and then there's also an optional hour question and answer session, probably about an hour, which you can listen to if you want, but it's optional. Okay, so Feynman was an American theoretical physicist who was born in 1918. He entered MIT as an undergraduate in 1935, and he started as a math major, but then switched to electrical engineering, and then he finally found his calling in physics. And so after 4 years in the physics department, he graduated in 1939, and he was very happy at MIT, and he wanted to stay there, so he approached the head of physics, who at the time, John Slater, and he requested that he could stay on for a PhD in graduate school. But the department had told him that it would be better for his own good if he moved to another university, and he suggested Princeton. So Feynman applied to Princeton, and Slater actually helped him get in, and he was accepted. And he was assigned a thesis project, which he found intractable, or didn't like. And he went back to his own ideas that he had thought about, actually, when he was an undergrad at MIT. It's said that he gave his first graduate student seminar to an audience which included Einstein, Pauli, and von Neumann, and that they all criticized his theories that they didn't think that they were correct. And in retrospect, he realized that there was a lot of portions of it that were not satisfactory, and so he went on to develop a new approach to quantum mechanics, and he also replaced the wave model of electromagnetics of Maxwell with a model based on particle interactions mapped into space-time later on. So during the time he was in graduate school, the United States had entered World War II, and he was actually recruited to work on the atomic bomb project while he was a graduate student at Princeton University from 1941 to 1942. So when he was approached during his final year of thesis of research to take part in the project, his first reaction was absolutely not, since he wanted to finish writing his thesis and finish his thesis at the time. Here's a quote from Feynman. He says, "I went back to my thesis only for about 3 minutes. Then I began to pace the floor and think about the thing. The Germans had Hitler, and the possibility of developing an atomic bomb was obvious, and the possibility that they would develop it before we did was very much a fright." So he began to work on the Manhattan Project at Princeton while he was a graduate student and developing a theory of how to separate uranium-235 from uranium-238, while his thesis supervisor went to Chicago to work with Fermi on the first nuclear reactor. So eventually he wrote up his thesis, and he graduated and received his doctorate in 1942 from Princeton. So there are many stories about Feynman's eccentricities. After this, he went to Los Alamos from 1943 to 1945, and there's many stories about him there. I'll just comment on a few. So while he was at Los Alamos, he had this hobby of picking locks. in particularly picking combination locks on cabinets and desks that were used to secure highly confidential and classified papers describing the atomic bomb project. So he would play jokes on his colleagues by leaving notes inside of these locked file cabinets, and so then they would think that there was spies among them. They would typically get very spooked by these notes that were left inside the file cabinets. Coincidentally, one time Feynman borrowed the car of a physicist who was working there, Klaus Fuchs, who was later discovered to be a spy by the Soviets. Another interesting note about Feynman was that he used to play the bongo drums, and if you look in the lecture notes, the picture that I put in the lecture notes is actually a picture of him with his bongo drums playing them. And so at Los Alamos, he would find an isolated section to drum Indian style, and he said, and maybe I would dance and chant a little too. So these antics didn't go unnoticed by all the scientists at Los Alamos, and rumors spread about a mysterious Indian drummer called Injun Joe, which was actually Feynman himself. So after World War II, in 1945, Feynman actually was given a job offer to go to Cornell University, theoretical physics, and he decided to devote himself to teaching, and he put research aside for a few years. Subsequently, he received a number of job offers from other universities, and he had the desire to start doing research again, and so he returned to the quantum theory of electrodynamics that he was working on before World War II had started. So in 1950, Caltech recruited him, and he accepted a position as a professor of theoretical physics at Caltech. He had already planned a sabbatical leave, so he got to take 10 months off and go to Brazil. And there are many interesting stories about his time in Brazil, which I won't go into here. So he remained at Caltech for the rest of his career. His main contribution was to quantum mechanics, which followed directly from the work of his doctoral thesis. And he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1965, jointly with Schwinger and Tamagawa. And the citation goes for fundamental work in quantum electrodynamics with deep plowing consequences for the physics of elementary particles. And so with all this said, okay, why are we listening to Feynman? That's because he had many other interests, and one of them actually was nanotechnology. And so a few years before winning the Nobel Prize, in 1959, he gave this very, very famous speech at the American Physical Society meeting. Which was called There's Plenty of Room at the Bottom. And this is kind of cited as being the first talk on nanotechnology and the initiation of the nanotech quote-unquote revolution. And so it's very interesting to listen to this talk because it's very prophetic. He makes many, many predictions, many of which have come true, many that haven't come true yet, or some that will never come true. And it's a very, very interesting historical piece. So the original text of the talk is transcribed in the course reader. And what you're going to be listening to today, or whenever you choose to listen to it, is a lecture by Feynman called Tiny Machines, which was given many years later in 1984, where it's basically an updated version of his original talk. But in reality, not much had happened in 30 years. So many of the concepts in the Tiny Machines lecture are very, very similar to the original 1959 lecture, albeit there's a few updates to it, and he changes some things around. And so you'll have access to both of those, and you'll hear his talk, Tiny Machines. So surprisingly, Feynman only wrote 37 papers during his entire career, and I was kind of shocked at this when I actually read it. MIT faculty are expected to publish this in a year or two, basically. So I guess the quality of his papers was extremely high. In early 1979, Feynman's health started deteriorating, and he was diagnosed with stomach cancer and had surgery for stomach cancer. During this time, he recovered, and he enjoyed the limelight as a famous public figure because his book, Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman, which I would recommend reading, it's a very good read, became a surprise bestseller. So his final major task, which he's very well known for as well, was to investigate the cause of the explosion on the space shuttle Challenger, which happened in 1986. And so he's very well known for giving many demonstrations of the Challenger O-ring. And and its cause of the explosion. And there's lots of case studies on that you can find on the internet as well. So it was a very difficult time in 1986 because his cancer came back, and near the end of 1987, they found cancer in his abdomen, and he died in 1988. And so one of his colleagues said this quote when he died. Feynman, who died at the University of California at Los Angeles Medical Center after an 8-year battle with abdominal cancer, was a popular and energetic lecturer who, despite his illness, continued to teach at the California Institute of Technology until 2 weeks ago, which really shows his dedication to teaching and his great dedication to teaching. And also, you'll see from his lecture, his great enthusiasm for science, even when talking to non-specialist people in a very small forum. So as I said, the DVD MP3 you'll listen to is entitled Tiny Machines and was given by Feynman in 1984, which is 4 years before his death, at a workshop called Idiosyncratic Thinking in Esalen Institute, Big Sur, California. And it's an updated version of his 1959 Nanotech Talk. There's plenty of room at the bottom. And in 1984, this was just about the time where all of the new instrumentation was being developed in order to kind of actually facilitate all of his predictions. And so he never really lived to see all of his predictions come through. And it was kind of coincidental. It was just around the time of his death. So I hope you enjoy the talk and have fun listening to it. Thanks.